1. Begin transmission.
Que llegué a decir que yo podía vivir sin ti.
Sí, es verdad. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm outside. And why are there rabbit poops right here? I'm at Herrenhaven, as usual. I'm trying to figure out what it is I want to do. I have a feeling I know where there's a marmot, and that is under the bridge. It's a little bit breezy today, so I apologize for any wind noise you might be hearing. It is cool, though, between, it's about 65 degrees, I'd say. That is, of course, Fahrenheit. And, we haven't been able to find any marmots here at Herrenhaven for, I don't know. Well, it's not that we haven't been able to find them. They are here. They are doing weird stuff. You know, we've been hearing them. We know that they're here. But, okay. You gotta understand, I just got up. I haven't been up for more than 20 minutes. Now I'm walking around. But I haven't walked into Herrenhaven. I am walking along Old Maple Road, walking on the street, and I'm going up here to this bridge. And this bridge goes over the creek. And, yeah, what is that? Am I seeing something? In years past, when I haven't been able to find any marmots for a while, I come up here to this bridge because there are some... what is that? Marmots like to build dens under the bridge abutments. Yep. It just moved. There's a marmot back there. There he is. Okay. I've got a marmot. He's, almost 30 meters away, I would say. And he's sunning himself on the bridge abutment. Yes, hello, Matti. I see you. Yeah, so there's this good-sized mutt. Oh, look at that Matti. He's... okay, this bridge goes over a creek, and so there's some trees on that side of the bridge. There's a sidewalk on this side. I'm on the sidewalk, and he is just sitting there enjoying himself. This is the part where we take the camera out. Yeah, he's looking at me now. He's like, oh, you're suspicious. I'm like, I'm suspicious. Look at you hanging around on bridge abutments. Oh, there's a Matti. He might be difficult to see in these photographs I'm taking. Just because, he's so hiding so good. I gotta switch hands here. Doing a bunch of stuff. I also gotta remember to go to the grocery store later. I don't think you'll be going to the grocery store. How close can I get to this guy? Basically, he's across the street. I have closed the distance. I'm all of about 20 meters away, tops. Wait, what was that funny little noise? And I'm beginning to wonder if this is a birthing den, because I have found marmot babies. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever found marmot babies, it was It was when a marmot was in this den underneath the, I guess we would say the westernmost end of this bridge. That's a good size mot. That's a good mati. And he's just still sitting there as the cars drive by. And where the cars are driving by, that mot is not 6-8 feet away from the street, the cars going by. I see you, Mati. I want to sort of get up closer. I myself am not at the end of the bridge. I'm in the middle of the bridge. I want to walk down here to the end because there's a hole up here. And I wonder if there's baby Matis sticking their heads out. The first time I ever got pictures of baby Mats, they were sticking their heads out of this hole and I was taking pictures of them. And that's the first and only time a marmot has ever run over me. Oh wait, no, I think maybe, has that happened twice? Yeah, I don't see any activity in this hole. Oh, and I'm out of sight of the marmot. There's concrete business in between me and the mot. Oh, and as I'm sneaking around, he saw me, and I'm a little bit too close. Maybe, you know, 15 meters away or less, and he saw or heard me talking, and he's like, oh no. He turned around and he went into the hole, or she went into the hole. All right, I would go over there. There's a little bit of traffic today, though. I would go over there and just look over there and see if there's any babies sticking their heads up, but I'm not going to do that today. Okay, so my suspicions are confirmed. There is, in fact, a mot over there. That's good. Because we like matis. Excellent, excellent, excellent. My problem is, this, where I'm supposed to be walking so I don't walk in the street, is so grown over I can't, so I gotta jump over the bridge abutment on this end. Now I'm walking in the street again. And I wonder if there's marmots down in that hole. There's a couple holes right around here. Here's a couple golf balls. Should I grab that one? It's a pinnacle. It's a pinnacle number two. New pinnacle, and it's scuffed because it has hit the road. Hit the concrete. Yeah, there's golf balls all over this place because there's a golf course right there. I can see golfers golfing. I can see geese grazing. Nom, nom, nom. And now I'm walking down the driveway into Herrenhaven. Do-do-do-do. Sun is peeking out of the clouds. It rained earlier this morning, so there's lots of puddles in the parking lot. There's another car here. It's a truck. A construction daddy truck. I'm going to put this golf ball right here by the door. So that the next time somebody comes into the office, they can put that in the golf ball collection. So many golf balls end up on Herrenhaven property. And there are people who come to look for golf balls, but they never get the ones that are here. Oh, the new gate. The new gates, plural, look great on the butterfly garden fence. And I'm looking around the shed. I don't see any dudes, but I'm getting dripped on. We've already seen one marmot today. Hooray! I'm going to take off my glasses. I mean, my sunglasses. Put on my regular glasses. And real quick, I just want to walk this little loop path that is behind the butterfly garden, because I want to see if there's any turtles. When it rains, things, weird stuff happens. I'm hearing weird little sounds in the underbrush, but I think it's just rain drips falling out of the trees. She never can tell. Oh, here's a bunny right here. Hello, Mr. Bunny. He's 2 meters away. just sitting in the undergrowth, nibbling on some yummy plants. He's ignoring me completely. Yeah, the buns around here, they get pretty friendly. Once they see you enough, they're like, oh, it's that guy. Hi, how you doing? I'm doing okay, Mr. Bun. I'm now standing on the little footbridge that's in the... on the path, in this loop path. And here's the other brand new gate for the mushroom, or for the butterfly garden. It's so nice. I'm looking around. I don't see any turtles doing weird stuff. I keep hearing strange sounds, but it's just water. Water is also falling on me. I'm getting moderately damp, but that's okay. I don't mind. It's nice and cool and refreshing. So I've now reversed my direction. Hi, Mr. Bun. You want me to take a picture of you? He's just sitting there. He's sort of in the sun, sort of in the weeds. My camera doesn't want to focus on Mr. Bun. There's a bunny. Who's my bun buddy? Yeah, that's my bun. Oh, hi. Are you having a yummy leaf snack? You like a leaf? You like a yummy leaves? Yes, he says. Oh, they're so yummy. There, I got a good picture of Mr. Bun in there. Okay, see you later, Mr. Bun. All right. So the count so far, one marmot, one bun bun. Bunny buns. All right. I'm looking around for suspicious turtles. Where's all my turtles? And we're not even in the forest yet. Okay. Let's get back here. Let's go see what's going on. Oh, wait. We got to check this Xylaria again. Here's those dead man fingers sticking up out of that stump. Very cool. Very cool. Doesn't look like they've grown any. But, you know, maybe they need the water to soak in. Oh, how are we doing on battery? We are kind of low on battery. So just be aware that if everything goes silent suddenly, it's only that because we've run out of batteries. Let's go up here on the bocage really quick. Check to see if there's any dudes back in here. I suspect there won't be, but we gotta check. They always show up when you don't think they're gonna be around. But this time, no, I don't see any dudes. I don't even see any signs of dudes. You know, like, no bugs flying around, any holes or anything. And I'm getting wet. I don't even see any mushrooms. That's weird. Usually, you know, there's something popping up around here. All right, back on the path. Here we go. Here we go into the heart of darkness, the jungle, the forest proper. Oh boy, is the sun coming out? This could be annoying if the sun comes out, because it'll have 100% humidity plus heat, which will make me want to snap. That won't be good. Ugh. Ow. Oy. Yeah, so anyway, I just got up. I woke up today, and when I realized it was not hot, and I said, woohoo! And I ate breakfast, and I came out here as fast as possible. There's a cardinal sitting on a log right ahead of me. Hi, cardinal! And I'm trying to think of what I need to do today. I do need to go to the store to get some waffles. And there's something else. Oh, Yeah, I need pico de gallo, but I'm not going to go to that store. All right, here I am at the crossroads. I'm looking out towards the cut. I don't see Jack. Let's go up on the land bridge really quick. I don't see anything going on in the sub pond. And I don't see anything going on in the billabong. The sun did sort of come out. I've got some football to watch today. Some important football games. And I've got some racing to watch today. I'm walking through the cut out to the Mulhall's property. And even though it rained, the temporary pond is completely drained. There are two geese standing out there over there by the temporary pond. Is that my goose family? I don't see any goslings, but at this distance, in these conditions, it would be highly unlikely that I would be able to see them. Sounds like some geese are flying in from the golf course. I'm turning around, walking back to the path so we can go out on the boardwalk. So I just take a right turn here, and I start pushing branches of bushes out of the way. It's so crazy back here. Everything's growing, This is where you gotta duck. This is where you gotta dodge to the right. And here we are standing right next to the sub pond. I'm looking around. Don't see much of anything. Gonna go through this super tall grass. This grass is now taller than I am. And I can see some frogs on sticks. Oh, there's a frog right here close to my feet. Hi, froggy. And that's about it. All right, so time to head out onto the boardwalk. See what we can see. See if we can find some more dudes. You know, we haven't seen any muskrats in a long time. Where's our muskrats? Maybe we will see one today. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm approaching the water. And I see two geese. And that's about it. Oh, what's that over there? Oh, it's the mommy duck that has one duckling. And she's now out of sight. On the westernmost edge of this main pond, there's a little finger that kind of goes back. And it hides in the cattails that are now 2 meters tall. And she saw or heard me coming, and they swam back there. I saw them, but of course it all happened way too fast for me to get a picture. Probably too far away anyway. Oh, there's something circling above. Who is that large bird circling above us? I can't really tell. Sun is in my eyes. Might be a turkey vulture. It didn't look like a red-tailed hawk or anything. Alright, so where'd he go? Oh yeah, now he's right above me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a turkey vulture. What's this up here? Is this a turtle in the Sargasso? No. Just more lumps of algae and moss in all of the seaweed here. This place is turning into soup. There's a big frog. I got a little bit too close. He dove. Crash dive. And yeah, there's frogs crash diving everywhere. The Sargasso's getting thick. It's getting soupy. We got some soup going. Immediately to my left, about 10 meters into the water, two geese standing on a stick. Hi, you clowns. Canada clowns. Oh, there's a turtle swimming over there in the Sargasso. It's a little western painted turtle. Oh, he's diving. He says, oh, I see you. I'm going to get low. I see you swimming away, buddy. Oh, look at him. He's hightailing it out of here. He says, oh, I got to get away. And he ran into a fish. And the fish said, oh, I also got to get away. Where are you going, buddy? I think he's coming back to the surface. Yeah, he sticks his head out, takes a breath, and now he's hiding in the sargasso. He thinks I can't see him, but I can. Hi. There's a nice western painted turtle swimming around. That's pretty cool. I can still see him. He's swimming, trying to hide. That's one thing you don't really see too often, are those little turtles swimming around. So I'm glad we got to see one. So that counts as a spotting a dude. There's two fish right below me. I'm at the end of the boardwalk. There's two geese 30 meters out. They're just hanging out there. There's some other geese way, way out there. And these fish, why aren't these fish spooking? Hey, bluegills. These guys are not afraid of me. Hi, I could probably stick my hand in the water and grab them. Of course, I won't do that, though. What else is going on out here? Oh, there's the occasional frog. An occasional goose. I'm looking for pollywogs, but not seeing them yet. Ugh. Got frog heads sticking up out of the water and the sargasso all over the place. Look at that dude. Wait. Is that a wog? Did that frog have a tail? Maybe we do have wogs out here. That's good news. Because that's what this place needs, is more damn frogs. Yeah. That sounded vaguely sarcastic, didn't it? But the truth of the matter is, more frogs means more food. More food means more dudes show up to eat the food. Uh-oh, I think it's officially sunny now. I can feel the sun beating down on me, and it's not pleasant. So, I'm walking back. I'm walking back down the boardwalk, gonna go back into the shade of the forest. There's little fishies swimming about, darting around, being crazy. But there's no action up here closer to the shore. I don't even see many turtles hanging out. Oh no, there's one other turtle hanging out on a log way over there. Okay, so that's nice. Whew. Got hot suddenly. Could barely see back into the hidden pond. Can only see one little part of it from a strange angle. And all I see is duckweed back there. There could be cool stuff going on back there. We'd never know. I wonder, you know, that duck would hear me coming. And that duck with the one duckling, I know she's right back in there, but if I went tromping through the forest, she would hear that and take evasive action. Standing here looking at those holes that we saw that mink go into, they're all kind of grown over, but there's some weird action on the side of the bank there. There's some stuff dug up. Somebody might have been over there digging. Maybe it was a mott, because we did see that mott right over there the other day. And that was pretty cool. It was a chickeny mott. All the motts that I have managed to find this year have been very chickeny. Some years you find marmots and you can get real close to them. And every mott I have found this year, they're just chickens running away. Well, I guess that's just, you know, a good survival trait. I crossed over the land bridge, saw nothing in the billabong, and now I'm walking up the odoriferous corridor. Now it's starting to lose its smell, the flowers have all fallen off. This corridor is the path that runs parallel to Frog Harbor, which is all covered in duckweed. But before we go check that out, oh my goodness, we're going to walk into the wall blind here. And right here on the path 2.5 meters ahead of me is a frog. Oh, there he goes. He just jumped off into the forest. What's a frog doing on the path? He's been exploring. So I'm at the wall blind. I'm looking out over the back of the billabong. And there's nothing going on. There's no dudes back here. Okay, that's weird, seeing a frog on the path. But, you know, whatever. He's out and doing the same thing I'm doing. He likes to explore his immediate environment. Alright, so, geez, I can't even see into Frog Harbor anymore because all the bushes around it have all grown up and started to leaf out. Here's a little corner I can see down into there. Well, there's a frog on a stick. There's a couple frogs on the log. Yeah, that's froggy. Oh, I should be checking these logs for coral mushrooms. Checking the logs for coral. Man, it's kind of hard to see. I should have brought a stick. Sometimes when you go looking for mushrooms, you need to take a stick with you. So you can push plants out of the way to look for mushrooms. You know, here's some ant business going crazy. And I always like to stop right about here and look around. Because, you know, sometimes there's deer standing up there watching you. But apparently not today, although it is kind of hard to tell. It's because it's so green. It's so leafy. You know, there's so... The density of leaves per cubic meter. What in the hell? Here's another frog. 1, 2, 3.5, 4 meters away from me. Up here on the path. Now he's 2.5 meters away. 2 meters away. Hi, froggy. He's not that big. He's kind of small. His eyes are about 4 centimeters off the ground. He's about 5 or 6 centimeters from nose to butt. And he's just sitting here, about the size of the other frog, in the middle of the path. He's pretty far away from water. I'm getting closer. I'm 1.5 meters away. I am 1 meter away. Oh, and now he decides to jump off. And he goes off to the side of the path, and he squeezed under this log. Where did he go? He's somewhere right in here. He's hiding. I'm not going to hassle him. What's with all the frogs on the path? That's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen this before. So here we are on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I can see ripples in the water, but we all know that those are just frog and fish ripples, so I'm crossing the bridge. I'm gonna go down to this little area where we can get down to the edge of the water. Yeah, no, just ripples. So while I still have a minute or so to go, we're gonna run down here to the big blind, the A.J. Werthmann Memorial Blind. And we're going to see what's going on out here in the water, the main pond. There's a couple of geese hanging out near Goose Island. There's not much else going on. Sticking my head out. There's nothing in the delta. Yep. And we're done. You have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll find some more Mots. I gotta go watch football. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.